wrapper of Virginia tobacco was neatly clipped, but it lay now in damp, unevenly colored ringlets about his ears and forehead. He wore yellowish-brown nankeen trousers that were nearly new, the creases still faintly visible in the heavy cloth. He had earlier removed his brown sack coat, his vest, and his tie, but even in the breeze made by the Dorothy's slow forward progress, his white linen shirt was spotted with sweat and hung limply on him. The blonde nap of a two-day-old beard glistened with moisture. Occasionally he rubbed his face with a soiled handkerchief as if the stubble irritated his skin. As they neared town, the road leveled and the wagon went forward more rapidly, swaying gently from side to side, so that the young man was able to relax his grasp on the hickory pole and slump forward more easily on the hard bench. The clop of the mule's feet became steady and muffled. A cloud of dust, like yellow smoke, rose about the wagon and billowed behind it. Above the rattle of harness, the mule's heavy breathing, the clop of their hooves, and the uneven creaking of the wagon, could be heard now and then the distant shout of a human voice and the nickering of a horse. Along the side of the road, bare patches appeared in the long level of prairie grass. Here and there, the charred